It's been a morning. I thought I would do, you know, just an old-fashioned ramble, catching you guys up on my break and telling you about today. I had my test this morning. I'm exhausted. I woke up at 5:30 a.m., and I probably won't sleep until nighttime because I don't nap. But I am currently, you know, resting in bed, so there's that. My Christmas was really nice. I got this great journal from my parents, and it's called a novel journal. And it's a journal, and all the lines are tiny lines of text. So the whole journal is an entire novel, and they got me the picture of Dorian Gray, which is one of my all-time favorite books ever. I didn't even know they remembered that. I guess, I feel like they guessed. I don't know, maybe they did remember. But, I also got an umbrella, which is, I needed an umbrella. And my little brother got me a cake pan. I don't know why last year he got me a large fabric lined box. He said it was for my paper. It did help. I used it to, oops, whatever, that was me dropping a bowl onto the ground. I am not here for it today. I'm really not. My room is a shambles. I've been trying to get it together. I'm gonna finish it by tonight. I don't have any classes on Mondays this semester, and that's why I'm talking right now instead of at class. So tired. New Year's was nice. It was pretty quiet. I just spent it with my family. I have a pretty big family, but we spent it together. We spent it together, and that was nice. We had s'mores at the fireplace, which we haven't done in a long time. And we watched Into the Woods, you know, the original Broadway cast recording with Bernadette Peters. But also, over the break, I saw Into the Woods, you know, the newer version with my sisters and my mom. And that was really enjoyable. It wasn't as good as the original Broadway cast for a million and one reasons I don't feel like going into right now. But it was really nice, and I loved watching it. And Agony made the movie for me. That song was done brilliantly. I think that was done better than the original. I will say that. They killed it. It was great. It is raining. It's been raining since so early in the morning. I did got back to school a few days ago, and it feels like a little longer. I mean, when you live somewhere for 2.5 years, it does feel like you've been there for a while. This is my last semester living in this apartment, and a few short months, you know, I'm gonna be gone off to somewhere else, and I don't know where, which is exciting. It's also terrifying. This morning I had to take a math test 3 months after I turned in my application for the Masters of Education program. Masters of Teaching program. Someone emails me and she said that I was taking a test that was acceptable until just this past year and they changed it. So I had until the end of the ad drop period to take the right math test and submit my scores to the office. And to that I said, okay. I was really confused because when I went to the office, they looked at everything I had, everything, and they said, you know what? You're good to go. And it's never cheap to, it's never cheap to register for these kinds of tests. That was not great to pay for that test twice because it was basically the same test with a different title, which I did not appreciate. Because what if I don't pass this test, but I pass the other one? And I'm just really nervous about it. I'm checking my email right now because I've been checking it every couple hours so I could get some sort of sign that I passed and I don't have it yet. And I'm just really nervous. I am so nervous. There's nothing yet about it. There's nothing yet. I wonder when I can expect it. Last time it came immediately, but they're really busy today, so I had to take a taxi because I don't have a car, and it was so early on a Monday. No one would take me, and I wouldn't ask that of anyone. So I got a taxi. The driver was really nice. He was not a morning person. But what I liked about him was it was raining. And by the time I got there, my test was at 8:30. But I decided I would definitely come early. Because of course I would. I can't speak. I don't even know where I was. Can you tell how tired I am? Oh yeah, it was raining. It was raining when we got there. It was still dark, of course, from the clouds and from the early hour, and it was raining. And we got to the place, and it was really dark. And I said, you know, it's okay. I can just wait. I have an umbrella. It'll be okay. And he was like, are you sure? It's really cold. I don't have anything to do. I don't mind waiting. And he waited for like 45 minutes, which I really appreciated a lot. That was a real blessing. And then, you know, after the test, and if you've never taken one of these tests, they're very high security. What happens is you go, you sign in, and you're given a locker and a key, and you lock up all your stuff. You're not allowed to have jackets or scarves. You can't have a single thing in your pocket. You can't have watches. Nothing. You can't have anything. And what's interesting is what's interesting is that you're monitored like crazy. I went one time over the summer to a testing center where I had to have my fingerprints taken. Not my fingerprints, actually. Was it? Well, yeah, no, it was my fingers, not my thumb, because they changed it, I think, or something like that. Well, the point is, the point is they monitor like crazy. They had, cameras, so many cameras. They had at least 12 cameras. I tried to count, but I thought that would look shady. At least 12 cameras. And I think that's so they could get every inch of that room. Before I went into the testing area, I had to stand on a neon green X on the floor, and I had to stand with my hands in my back pockets while they scanned me from metal stuff. They had the little wand, and you sign in, and you have to keep your ID face up on the desk while you're doing your thing. And I feel like I'm being completely boring. I'm sorry, but I'm so tired. I can't really bring it together. But it's not quite. I don't really even know how I begun this entire audio, to be honest. I'm kind of out of it in that way. I have no idea. And I trailed off and I don't know where I was. But anyway, the test ended. And I drove, I got driven back. And now I'm here. I've been home for about an hour, maybe, and I am exhausted, but I don't want to go to sleep because I won't be able to sleep at night the way I need to. But at the same time, I'm so tired, I don't know how I'll get anything done. I just don't know how. I don't have any classes today, but I do have things to do. I'm a little stumped as to what to do. If I fall asleep, will you fall asleep with me? out of sleep. Told you I can't nap. It's kind of pathetic, actually. Because I really want to nap. Oh, maybe I'll watch a ballet instead. Look, if you go online to like WIDA or I think it's PBS.org or something like that, I'll link it. I'll link what I'm gonna watch next. But I'm gonna watch Sleeping Beauty the ballet. I'm gonna do that. If you're listening all the way through, do you like the ballet? Could you tell me if you like the ballet? I also really like the Little Mermaid one. I'll link to both of them if you want me to. I'm going to assume you want me to. Okay, well, if you made it this far, thanks for listening to my incoherent stuff. I'm going to try and